Welcome to the FinGen Show. I'm your host, Faris Alami. This episode is brought to you by the Resilient Entrepreneur Program, a program launched to support small business owners in keeping their business moving despite the challenges or that they may be facing. This episode, we have an awesome, yet another awesome story. Warren, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, what a journey. Looking at your background and what you've done, it'll be really interesting maybe for some of our listeners today, just to hear a little bit about who is Warren and what did you do, or what do you do and how you got here?
Sure. So I'm now a business coach. So I work with entrepreneurs to help them grow their businesses. But I've had sort of a long circuitous path to get here. I'm a recovering lawyer. I practiced law for 6.5 years. Left that to start an entrepreneurial venture, went through a few iterations there. In the meantime, I was also a college professor and an actor and a theater director. So I've kind of done a few things along the way to get here.
And they all sound like their own journey in a way, but we won't have to dig through all of them.
Well, they all connected to one thing though, which was trying to have an impact in the world. Like when I was born, I was supposed to die. They gave me zero chance of survival. I was the second person in history to live through a weird congenital defect. And so all of these things, when I learned that, I really wanted to do something meaningful with my life, you know, this gift that I wasn't supposed to have. And so each of those iterations was sort of an attempt to find what that might be. And it was really entrepreneurship is where I believe I found it. I believe entrepreneurship is one of the most powerful forces for positive social change. And so that's where I've spent the bulk of my adult life then, is doing that.
Yeah, clearly, Warren, there's so much to unfold with you that I'm not sure if these 10 minutes do you justice, but unfortunately, we're going to try to keep it within those 10 minutes because it seems like there's so much to unfold here. Just walk me through. So this coaching business, you started what, about 3 years ago or so?
2020? Oh, no, 20 years ago. I started coaching 20 years ago.
Okay, got it. 20 years ago, sorry. Walk me through how did you uncover that to start doing it?
So I had another business, sold that business. So it was in the dot. We were an internet marketing strategy company. We got caught in the dot bust, which 20 years ago was a big deal. We survived that. I helped manage the cash flows and everything, learned a lot about managing through a crisis, sold my interest in that one business. And then was looking for the next big thing to do. And a family friend was doing this weird thing called business coaching that I had never heard of before. And I looked into it and thought, oh my God, this is perfect. This is exactly what I want to do. And so I just jumped into it right away.
Wow, what a journey. I mean, to be able to just jump feet like that, especially from coming from a lawyer, you're like so structured and you learn to follow certain rules, and to just be a coach is like the furthest away from being
Yeah, well, there were a few steps in between. I had three different attempts at businesses that had failed. So I learned a lot about, you know, the interesting thing was in each of those, and this may be a lesson for folks, every one of those experiences where there was a failure, there was also a validation. While the business didn't work out, sometimes it was because I got the wrong partner. Sometimes I just didn't know how to sell through a corporate structure. But it taught me something. And each one of them was like, my core idea was sound, and like it was validated, but there was a skill that I didn't have. And so it was actually, even though they failed, I found it really encouraging because like my idea was right. My read on the market was right, but there was just something I didn't do. I didn't partner with the right person. I didn't know how to sell in a multi-stakeholder context in a corporate environment. And it was like, okay, so if I learn to do that, then I'll be able to succeed. So even though at one level there were negative outcomes, they were fuel. They were really positive because they taught me things while also validating my core instincts.
Well, I love that. So, I mean, this is, I think, a very great insights that you're sharing here, that if you look at your journey as a learning journey, there are lots that you could take away from it, whether, you know, on the surface looks like there was success or failure, whatever you want to define that to be. Underneath it, there's just so much that you could take away from to help you advance your career in this journey to the next level.
Yeah, I think business is a discipline. And I think one of the things, it's just like whether it's shooting basketballs or dancing, you know, the first time you start, you don't know how to do it. So you got to separate lack of skill from lack of character. Like it's not a weakness in you if you don't know how to do a pirouette or to think a three-point shot. It's just a skill you haven't developed. And so if you can develop the skill, as long as you've got the character to pursue the discipline, you can succeed.
Wow, thank you. Well, clearly, I want to dig a little bit more into that. So what I'd like to do is maybe just take a short break, and we'll be right back to ask you a couple more questions. So we'll be right back after this short message. This is Faris Almi. This is the FinGen Show. We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us. This is the FinGen Show. I'm your host, Faris Almi, and today we have Warren. And what a journey, Warren, from having small chance of living to making impact through your life with all kinds of wonderful, people through the touches that you've done, whether it's lawyer or theater or now a coach. I feel like all of these things touched people in so many different ways.
I try. Yeah, I think so. That's been the goal. And each of them has fed the other. I mean, even being a theater director helps me be a better business coach, because it's about how to pull performances out of people, right? Even though they are of varied backgrounds and varied skills. So each one is sort of, I think, led to me being better at what I ultimately do.
That's great. So, I mean, this really well. I'm sure you see it with all the people that you work with. The entrepreneurship journey, I always use the term, as could be as high as high and low as low, or up and up and down and falling. And sometimes the same moment could be the highest moment and the lowest moment for you in the journey that you're taking. Maybe you could share with us, through your journey, one of the moments where you felt the world is ending, what's going to happen? Oh my, I need to figure something else out. But just one of them, I'm sure.
There were a few of those. Probably the biggest one is I left law. Like I worked at one of the oldest firms in the province of Ontario in Canada, where I'm based. And I left it to start an entrepreneurial venture. I partnered with somebody who was connected to an influencer. I brought a venture capitalist to the table. I had locations. I had good relationships with ultimate decision makers within the regulatory framework I was working within. And all of a sudden, I got sort of excluded from the deal. The guys sort of did an end run around me. And I try to learn from things. I had a corporate finance guy involved with me, and I said, what did I do wrong? And he actually said to me, he goes, I've been doing this for over a decade. I have never seen a deal where everyone was so intent on screwing over the principal. It was in an industry that had some glamour to it. So there were some people's egos that got involved. This was my first entrepreneurial venture. I had the idea, but I didn't have the capital, so they could take my idea and exclude me. And so I went from leaving my law career to starting this big entrepreneurial venture, got screwed out of it, and had to figure out the next thing to do. And, I had thought about, should I bring a lawsuit? But one of the people who, a celebrity that was brought into the whole thing, had a personal crisis going on and was well known in the area. And I thought, okay, who's going to lose that fight? I'm going to bring a lawsuit against somebody while he's in a personal tragedy. So I said, no, I'll just carry on, and went on to the next thing. And I'm glad it happened that way, because I learned something along the way, developed my skills, and I'm now doing something that I probably enjoy a lot more. But it was daunting at the time, right? Like I'd left my career to invest everything in this, and then it was gone. And it was like, oh my God, now what? And yeah, you just have to take action then, right?
Love it. I mean, that's great insights, never to stop. And, one of the things I learned a long time ago is you could either spend your time in court or you could spend your time doing another business. Not that it's right or wrong. At one point, you definitely want to make sure you stand up for yourself. It's just a matter of when is the right timing for you.
Yeah. And what can
you? Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate you actually being open and sharing such insights, because a lot of times people draw entrepreneurship to be this glamorous life, and sometimes it's not. And you sharing that
it's grindingly hard work. And yeah. I think can be super rewarding, but yeah. No one should go into it thinking it's an easy life.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. I said earlier that it is a discipline. I think this is where people get it wrong. I think where people struggle in entrepreneurship is they think it's about the idea and their personality. And it's not. It's like a sport. It's like an artistic discipline, whatever. It takes work. Like you have, there's a practice of practice. Business has disciplines and skills associated with it. If you learn them, it can actually be pretty, I won't say easy, but manageable.
Yeah.
Right? But if you don't know the skills, then you're always going to be struggling and trying to fix things that you don't know how to fix. But if you take the time to learn it, either like with someone like me as a coach or go study, whatever it is, but learn the techniques, then you'll get better.
Cool. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm sure in the other side of the token, you know, it could be things are really awesome and where you felt like the world is under control, you got this, things are looking exactly how you planned them, and you're feeling like you're in cloud, you know, nine. Okay, would you share maybe one of those moments as well?
Boy, that's a tough one. For me, those are things where it's more my clients' outcomes for that. Mm-hmm. Like my income is fine and all that kind of, but to me, like when COVID hit, for instance, I had two clients who they were going to close their businesses. Like they thought it was over. And I talked them into continuing and we laid out a plan, and both of them have had their best years, you know, through COVID. And so for me, when you say cloud, like that's super rewarding, right? Like there was a business that employs 50 people that was going to close, that now everybody's still employed and the owners are making more money than they've ever made before.
Awesome.
And that's satisfying.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it's kind of interesting you say that, because a lot of times the rewards, when you see it, something happens to someone through the work that you're doing, a lot of times it's much more rewarding than anything that happens to us individually as we, you know, start or grow businesses. Thank you for sharing that. Looking back 20 years ago at Warren and what Warren knew back then, I know this is a really hard question, because what you know today and the words and the meaning of the words mean something completely different than what they were 20 years ago to you. But if you were to go back and tell Warren something about your journey, what would you tell them that you think will keep them going or more motivated or more excited about the work that they're doing?
Well, that's a tricky, that's a good question. What would be I would just say that to work the work, like to learn the discipline. And if you do so, it'll be the most exciting journey you've ever been on.
Love it. Thank you so much. Warren, clearly we can keep here all day. There's so much to unfold. I wanted to say thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for sharing the insights with us. And I wish you a continuous success. And I hope that you find ways for us to stay in touch. Thank you for being
here. It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. It was fun.
This is your host, Faris Almi, and this is The FinGen Show. Till next time, have a good day.